I'm sitting in the break room at work. The men are all talking about the game that was on last night. I don't talk much to them, but I do like to feel included, so I eat my lunch with them and just daydream. I think they probably look at me, dressed in my boring work clothes, comfy Uggs, drinking my iced coffee, and think, she's like every other basic bitch. But they don't know. They really don't know. They don't know I'm looking at Twitter porn on my phone right now. Or that I pull my skirt up in the bathroom to take pictures of my house. Sometimes they talk about the women they date or their wives in front of me. I really think they forget I'm there. They even talk about how often they have sex or how they wish they could have more sex. I just laughed to myself, thinking about the naked man I left tied to my bed when I left for work this morning. The knot was tricky, but I only tied him by one arm to my headboard. You'll be able to figure it out. Eventually. One of my favorite things to do to pass the time is to play with men while I'm at work. I'll get these desperate messages from internet fuckboys begging for me to help them come. I make them send pictures of their hard dicks, promising I'll send them something lewd back. I usually don't. For the men I actually like, I'll wear my sex toy to the office and send them an invite to play. Let them edge me while I type up final reports. Send them little videos of me trying to sit still and work while they rapidly adjust the intensity of my toy. Or pictures of the mess I've made in my panties after we're done. That's if I'm wearing panties at all. I love walking around my office in a plain office-appropriate dress with no panties on. I sometimes tweet about it on my secret Twitter, or tease the guys in my DMs about how I wish they were sitting under my desk, all while making more coffee in the break room. My favorite time of day is 2 p.m., that time of day where no one, including my boss, is really doing any work anymore, but it's still too early to leave. So I sit and stare out my window and think about some of my favorite fantasies. There's a guy I've gone on a couple of dates with and fucked a bunch. He wants me to peg him. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about actually doing it, but I can't stop myself from imagining it. He's so tall and strong, a very stereotypical straight guy who plays basketball with his friends on the weekend. And he keeps sending me links for strap-ons he wants to buy me to fuck him with. I think about him bent over my bed with his ass in the air. That's when I usually laugh out loud to myself and feel myself getting wet at the idea. Once I'm turned on, I usually start thinking about other fantasies. My boss is really hot. He's about 10 years older than me, and he is starting to go gray at his temples. He makes me so fucking nervous every time I have to have a meeting with him. He wears a wedding ring, but never talks about his wife. There isn't even a picture of her in his office. I want to fuck him in that office, even if he is married. I want him to call me in for a meeting, tell me how he's noticed I don't wear panties to work, how he's heard me masturbating with my vibrator in my office, and now he needs to teach me a lesson. And I'll offer to suck his dick to keep my job. I think about how his eyes will get big. He'll say something like, "So you really are a slut." I'll tell him how much I love sucking cock and how badly I've wanted to taste his. When I kneel down in front of him, he'll have me slide under his desk so no one sees us. I love to imagine that his dick is huge, like the biggest one I've ever seen. But in my imagination, I can take it all down my throat with no problem. Once I've sucked on his cock for a while, he'll order me to bend over his desk so he can see how pretty my pussy is. As I'm leaning over his desk, I'll pull at my top so my tits start to fall out. He'll eat me out for a while, and I'll moan so loud the whole office can hear me. But in my fantasies, no one cares. Then, he'll plunge his big dick into my pussy while smacking my ass. I'll tell him how big his cock is and beg him to fuck me harder. He'll tell me what a slut I am and play with my clit till I come all over his dick like a whore. At some point, my stupid office phone always rings, and I lose track of what I'm thinking about. I'll do the absolute minimum to make whoever is bugging me go away. I usually change fantasies at this point and turn my phone on silent. The other night, I met up with my rigger. I smile thinking about the men in the break room at lunch. I doubt they even know what a rigger is. I love thinking about our meetups, remembering every little detail of how he tied me up and fucked me. This last time he came over, he brought his new ropes, nylon and in every color I could imagine. He likes to tie me up in front of my bedroom mirror so I can watch as he does it. Beautiful colors snaking around my body that stand out against my skin. I love the imprints that they leave after we take them off. After tying me up, he threw me on the bed and took Polaroids of me. That's his kink. I let him take all the pictures with him. I just love the idea that there are actual physical pictures of me naked and tied up floating around in the world. That would certainly shock my coworkers. I should schedule another play date with the rigger. Tinder has been kind of lame lately except for that tall guy. Maybe I will peg that sexy man from Tinder. I do like dominating men. Usually I tie them to my bed with pink leather cuffs, rub my pussy against their cocks until they are hard. Or sometimes I make them watch me play with my clit and finger myself, telling them to beg for it. That's always a really good time. Edging them while they are tied to my bed is fun too. Stroking their dick slowly, and then fast, and then slowly again. Never quite enough to let them come. And I use so much lube. More than is really necessary, but it's so fun making a man's dick a slippery mess with my hands while they writhe around begging to come. I tell them if they come before I can fuck them, that I'll fuck them anyway, no matter how sensitive their dicks are. But before I fuck them, I tease them about which of my holes I'll let them have. Using them like a sex toy, rubbing the tips of their cocks against myself. It feels so good to do that. I always tell them what good boys they are. Beg for them to come for me. The ones I really like, I'll let them pick where they come. Uncuff them about halfway through so they can touch me and use me how they want. The guy last night, he was naughty. He came twice without permission. That's why I used some rope my rigger left behind to tie him to the bedpost. That's all fun to think about, but the thing I've really been obsessing about? I've been planning a threesome with my best friend. She just broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years and texted me, saying she wanted to experiment. When the meetings get really boring, that's exactly where my mind wanders to. I think we've decided to just pick up a guy we meet while we're out one night. The internet is so hit or miss, and I don't want her to be disappointed. I'm going to let her pick out the man. Probably rent a hotel room so we don't have to go to anyone's house. Go to a nightclub and scope the place out. I'll wear my shortest skirt. No panties, of course. And she'll wear the sheer top I made her get with a thin bra. Give her a chance to show off her nipple piercings that her ex-boyfriend hated so much. She'll let me know when she sees the man that she wants. Then we'll both move in. Ask him to dance with us. Take turns grinding our asses against his dick and each other. I'll make out with her while rubbing his hard cock through his pants. That should give him the right idea. It'll be me who propositions him. My friend is so shy. We'll take him back to the hotel room. I'll negotiate with him, tell him he can fuck both of us, but to be gentle with her. I'm sure he'll be sweet, start kissing her and call her princess the way she likes. It's fun to imagine how he'll call her all the sweet pet names and me all the degrading ones. Of course, his dick will be huge and perfect. I'll get on my knees and take it out of his pants while he takes my friend's top off to tell her how hot her piercings are. He'll call me a slut while I suck his dick, and he gently sucks on her tits. I'll be sneaky and slide my hand up my friend's skirt to finger her while deep thread his cock. Eventually, he'll be eating her out and fingering me while I kiss her and tell her to come on his face. Fuck, if my coworkers only knew what I was planning. I want him to fuck me, smack my ass while I take a turn making my friend come on my face. And if I'm feeling really slutty, I'll lick his balls while he fucks her doggy style. I really should text my friend and nail down a date for this plan. This is what I'm thinking about while I'm quietly looking at my phone in the break room at lunch in the afternoon and when no one is really working anymore, or during that really boring meeting. So, the next time you want to joke that I'm looking at the latest Hollywood gossip, maybe I'll tell you the truth. That I'm booking a hotel room for a threesome.